Sponsorship for this show comes from SoFi Invest. Alternative investments are now available on SoFi. Unlock the potential to build and protect your wealth with alts, including real estate, venture capital, pre-IPO unicorns, and more at SoFi.com/tboy.
Alternative investment funds have unique risks, including the risk of loss, may charge high fees, can be illiquid, and aren't suitable for all investors. Investors should carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, expenses, and important information contained in a fund's prospectus prior to investing. SoFi Securities LLC, member FINRA, SIPC.
This podcast is supported by FedEx.
FedEx offers picture proof of delivery, packageless and paperless returns, as well as weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. on Saturday and 50% on Sunday.
See the FedEx service guide for delivery information.
FedEx Ground service is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See what FedEx can do for your business.
Absolutely. Positively, FedEx. Today's show is sponsored by Acura.
The spirit of performance is what defines Acura.
And now, it's electric. Introducing the ZDX, Acura's most powerful SUV yet.
Crafted using the same formula that brought them electrified supercars and multiple IMSA championships, the ZDX has track-tested performance that packs an energy all its own.
Unlock the energy and order yours at Acura.com.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And this is Snacks Daily. It is Wednesday, April 17th. And this is the best one yet. Best Snacks Daily we've ever created.
Markets edged up.
Very nice.
The Nasdaq hit a clean 8,000 points for the first time in 6 months.
Now, you're wondering why that's significant? It's a round number.
Round numbers are good.
We love round numbers.
Now, we got three stories to cover. First, Apple and Qualcomm have announced an end of legal hostilities. Peace be with you.
I love this. Is like a Law and Order episode.
Qualcomm had its best day possibly ever.
It was insane.
Second story is Walmart. It's launching a kids subscription box, fashion style.
Great news for babies, terrible news for Stitch Fix.
Great news for lazy parents too who don't want to shop for their
Wonderful,
kids.
Just a few clicks.
Third and final story is Roe. This company used to be called Roman. It's now an online pharmacy. It hit a $500 million valuation.
We're calling that, what do you think, a semicorn?
A semicorn.
A semicorn.
Half a unicorn.
By the way, they are now targeting menopausal women. Huge change.
But before we get into that, some disturbing news about the airline industry.
This is terrible for your back. It is fantastic for your knees, though.
Delta has announced in coach class, it is reducing the amount that your seat reclines from 4 inches to 2 inches.
In half. And if you think you can escape and go to like first class, safety there.
5.5 inches to 3.5 inches.
This is brutal. Now they're saying this is actually a good thing. What was this, man?
Yeah. If you think Delta's a monster for doing this, I agree with you. But the company claims that they're helping multitaskers.
Delta thinks they're making you more productive and arguably helping the U.S. economy.
And in fairness, they're not adding any new rows of seats to just squeeze us in.
True. So your knees... best trip of their lives, potentially.
So technically, it's a net break even, but I want to lean back, man. I want to sleep.
Some people just want to lean, Jack. Now, before we get into the rest of our stories, listen to these keywords.
You're tuned into Snacks Daily. We spoke to the lawyers and we got to get some legal out the way. The snacks about to hear ain't food, it's ear candy. They don't reflect the views of the Robin Hood family. It's all informational, just so you know. We're not recommending any securities. Nope. It's not a research report or investment advice. Not an offer or sale of a security. Right. Snacks is digestible. Business news for you. Robin Hood Financial, LLC. Member FINRA /SIPC.
For our first story, bum bum. Apple and Qualcomm had a legal fight going on, and it is now suddenly over.
It's over. There has been a legal settlement announced yesterday, a peace treaty. Legal hostilities are over.
Can we call this the Treaty of California?
The Treaty of California has been signed by Apple and Qualcomm.
Let's roll with it. Now, if you're wondering, yes, it's about a patent dispute, which may not be the most exciting thing. But the players involved and what they were talking about is a big deal.
A lot of money was on the line. So basically, the technology that runs iPhones, Qualcomm says that's our technology and Apple is not paying us for it. So they've been suing each other for 2 years.
The trial started technically yesterday. Both CEOs were like ready to testify, got, you know, set up, haircuts,
now,
the whole thing.
We did not get the O.J. Simpson style guilty or not guilty verdict that we're all hoping for.
No, what we got was like a quote unquote financial terms not disclosed.
But we did hear about some of the terms, and that shot Qualcomm's share price up 22% yesterday.
Apple shares were a little flat, but that Qualcomm surge was insane.
Unprecedented.
Now, here is the key to this story. It's that Apple entered this lawsuit just wanting to end the whole thing.
Apple really needed to end this thing. Qualcomm has shown that it is willing to take a fight to Apple.
And let us tell you, if there is one company you want to pick a fight with in this situation, it was Apple.
No company in the world, probably, has deeper pockets than Apple. They made $60 billion of profits last year.
So here's what we know. It's that what Qualcomm is getting to kick things off is 6 years of business with Apple. Not too shabby.
Apple said to Qualcomm, look, if you drop these lawsuits, I'll give you iPhone business for 6 years, starting this month.
Now, we whipped out the TI-83 calculators, did some calculations. Jack, get the abacus ready for us. And it turns out this could, by our calculations, boost Qualcomm's revenue by about $3 billion a year.
Yeah. iPhone is a pretty good contract to get, and they're going to be providing modems for 6 years.
That is a 15% raise from the amount that Qualcomm was getting per year right now.
Yeah, it could boost sales by 15%. Also, there's a one-time payment we don't know about yet, but Apple's paying something. A little I'm sorry check as well.
So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies just, you know, making up over at Qualcomm and Apple?
Qualcomm is truly the only company right now that has leverage on Apple.
Get this. iPhone sales are literally getting banned in some countries because of this issue with Apple using Qualcomm's tech.
Judges have banned exports of iPhone 7 to China, the US, and Germany so far. And that could go to other phones too.
And here is the other kicker. Qualcomm, you've heard about 5G. Qualcomm's chips are the top 5G tips on the market
Qualcomm
right now.
Qualcomm is the master of 5G, and they're going to be powering the smartphones that work for 5G first. Intel, Apple's other provider, they're not going to be ready until 2020.
And then Huawei, the Chinese firm, its chips are banned
in the US. It's basically blacklisted because it's, you know, connected to the Chinese government.
So when you hear about this lawsuit, you just got to picture this. Apple has swallowed its pride, and it's finally shaking hands with its biggest enemy, and that paid a lot of money to its
biggest
enemy.
Did what it had to do so that it could get you a 5G iPhone fast.
For our second story, Jack, threw on a onesie because Walmart is getting into kids' subscription clothing boxes.
You got me all wrong.
Did I?
12-year-old Jack Kramer in Vermont was wearing a Gap sweatshirt and those snap-off Adidas pants. Coolest clothes ever.
I know the sweatshirt you're talking about. It's like size 58 font in Gap.
Gigantic GAP.
Now, here's what Walmart's doing. It's partnering up with a company called Kidbox, uncreative name, similar to the company you know named Stitch Fix.
And Stitch Fix uses human stylists and computer algorithms who tag team up and design a box of clothing for you so you don't have to shop yourself.
Exactly. It's personalized styling. Now, this new Walmart product, they're pitching really hard.
It's a really good deal, actually. For $48, you get a box full of 4 to 5 clothing items. And they say it's worth double $48. So you effectively get 50% off with this box.
And then we looked into this and we're like, okay, the brands they're selling, it turns out the clothing you get is like from 7 for All Mankind, Joe's Jeans, Bombas Socks. Like, my wife wears those jeans.
Yeah, and if your kid doesn't love Gucci, you can also get limited to Disney or like the Children's Place. Classic
now,
children brands.
And now, classic snack style. Jack and I went in to test out this new service. We created a fake child named Tommy for us. And Tommy went in and went through the kids quiz.
Yeah, snacks, son number one. We had to first label Tommy. One of like 5 different kid personas.
Now, by the way, Walmart's using this information to design the wardrobe for our child,
right,
Tommy.
So it's like a BuzzFeed listicle.
Exactly.
Quiz.
But with a human.
And at the end, you get a box of clothes.
And so they want to figure out your style.
You have to label the kid. You have like city cool is one look.
Oh my God.
Another is sporty athletic. You got like a baseball bat or a lacrosse stick.
True.
My favorite, modern casual. Amazing. This little 12-year-old has Birkenstock shoes on.
He did. The city cool kid kind of intimidated me.
And then you tell him the colors that you just don't like,
yeah,
and you don't want.
Kids are picky, you know, yellow. They won't wear yellow, so you can choose that.
Finally, they want to make you, as a parent, feel special, so they ask, what is your child's, like, special,
now,
unique thing?
This was wild. Literally, they have a bunch of boxes you can pick from, and you can say, all right, what makes your child special? I don't know, they're silly. One of the boxes says they're a bookworm. One of them says shy. Tommy was a bookworm.
My gut is that they ignore those and they just want to make you feel like it's unique.
But they're using that data to build out the unique wardrobe.
So pause for a second. There is a big opportunity in kids' clothing right now.
This is why Walmart is going into it hard.
First is a couple of big bankruptcies. Gymboree and Toys R Us are out, and all their clothes and all their stores are gone.
Now, with this opportunity in kids' clothing, Target jumped in last year, launched a kids' line, and it sold $2 billion worth of tiny stuff last year.
So, there's a big opportunity. Companies are chasing it.
So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies not over at Walmart, maybe over at Stitch Fix?
Subscription boxes alone are not a competitive advantage.
Exactly. When we read the story from Walmart, the first thing we thought of was Stitch Fix because they pioneered the exact same thing. Humans plus algorithms designing your clothes every month.
Walmart entering your business, this feels like a blow to Stitch Fix.
And guess what? Just earlier this week, turns out Amazon's pioneering something called Prime Stylist, really similar to, and Stitch Fix shares fell.
The reason Stitch Fix is vulnerable is because anybody can come into this business. It's easy to make a box and put some clothing in it.
So like on one side from our previous story, Qualcomm, they got to build like a whole factory. And that's why it's hard for them to get competitors. It's expensive to compete with Qualcomm.
And on the other side, you got Stitch Fix. Make a box, put some clothes in it. That's a Stitch Fix business. Lots of competition.
For our third and final story, men's health startup Row just became a semicorn.
$500 million, halfway to a unicorn.
Almost there.
Looking good, and it's finally focusing on women as well as men.
Now, this company is just like another you may have heard of, Hims, which is full unicorn status.
Yes.
Now, they both capitalized on a trend with two key elements.
All right. First is a law that legalized telemedicine. This means basically getting a prescription for medicine.
Yeah, without physically seeing
you could be texting or you could be on the phone.
Doesn't matter.
And the other was Viagra's patent ending and opening up the floodgates to competitors for erectile dysfunction drugs.
So both Roe and Hims started out with like erectile dysfunction drugs and hair loss drugs, sensitive men's medicines.
Right. In 2017, Roe came, it was actually called Roman at the time.
Exactly.
Came out with its first product, $15 online consultation, and right away, boom, Viagra subscription.
At your door. And then last year, they kind of kicked things up a notch. They launched Zero, which was an $129 kit to help you quit smoking with like pharmaceutical prescription anti-smoking stuff.
Right. And sorry, Roman wasn't a Viagra description. It was just the same thing called something else.
Just generic, not a little blue pill.
So it changed its name, though, to Roe, no longer Roman, which is somehow less masculine.
Yeah, it means it's a little more general, I guess.
Right.
Perfect timing, because now as Roe, they aren't just focusing on guys. A brand new initiative that they're using all this money for.
Rory.
Exactly.
This is the third personalized health brand. So at the top, you got Roe. That's the parent company. You got Roman focused on men. You got Rory focused on women.
And Rory is fascinating because it's unveiled just a couple weeks ago and it's targeting menopausal women.
We haven't confirmed this, but we assume Rory is named after Rory Gilmore, the main character in Gilmore Girls.
Which we would love for Roman to let us know if that's true.
So, Rory makes six products, and these are all products for, you know, subjects that don't get much airtime in conversation.
Right, and should get more airtime. We're talking about hot flashes, vaginal cream, lubricants, and even eyelash extensions.
All right, it's focusing on menopausal women. There's a market there, but everyone else has been kind of afraid to go there.
Not Roe. In fact, they're using this money to grow Rory big.
It actually wants to become an online pharmacy. Big ambitions.
I like that. They also described it as like a cloud pharmacy, which is very technical, but kind of sounds cool too.
Same as online, just better word.
Exactly. So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Roe, Roman, and now Roe?
Roe started aggressively niche. I'm talking really niche, but now it's aggressing to be everything.
Now, Amazon started the same way. It was deeply focused in books, and now it covers everything.
Another successor in this category, Bonobos.
Put them on.
Started with chinos. Chinos only, and now it has guys everything.
Roe did the same thing by focusing niche on erectile issues, and now it's covering a lot of stuff for men and women.
It's a great game plan. You start by building loyalty with one super committed set of customers.
And then with this one product, you prove your business model.
It's an easy PR win, and companies like Snacks Daily love to cover it.
Jack, can you whip up the takeaways for us?
I'm on it. First, Qualcomm was the only company that had leverage on Apple.
And call Detective Olivia Benson because they are walking away from the courtroom with $3 billion, basically.
$3 billion-ish per year in new orders from Apple.
All right, number two.
Second story, subscription boxes alone are not a competitive advantage.
Honestly, the worst part of those snap-off pants you mentioned was re-snapping them.
One and done. You don't snap them back together.
I hated that.
Third and final story, start aggressively niche and then go aggressively broad.
And congrats to Roe for becoming a semicorn.
Yeah, get them a semi-pint of beer.
There we go. Now, snack fact of the day. Obviously, we were thinking about Notre Dame, and we were looking at some interesting facts. in particular stood out to us. The Hunchback of Notre Dame sales surged yesterday in France.
Quasimodo, one of my favorite Disney characters, but we're so excited to hear from Emmanuel Macron yesterday that they're going to rebuild the Cathedral Notre Dame in 5 years. Hopefully it's better than ever.
Unreal, and the book is number one on Amazon.
Couple other big stories happened yesterday you need to check out the Snacks Daily newsletter for.
First, Netflix earnings. The stock didn't pop, although they beat on subscriber numbers.
The stock went way down, then it went way up, and then the conference call happened.
Classic Netflix.
And our second story is going to be about health insurance companies. They tanked badly on some words about Medicare for All that are pretty important.
We loved having you on the podcast with us. Can't wait.
Catch you tomorrow.
Let's do it. The Robin Hood Snacks podcast you just heard reflects the opinions of only the hosts who are associated persons of Robin Hood Financial LLC and does not reflect the views of Robin Hood Markets Inc. or any of its subsidiaries or affiliates. The podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended to serve as a recommendation to buy or sell any security and is not an offer or sale of a security. The podcast is also not a research report and is not intended to serve as the basis of any investment decision. Robinhood Financial LLC, member FINRA, SIPC.
If you like The Best One Yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you, like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.